Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Out at the Cleveland Browns Foundation golf outing, and want to thank, of course, Arby's for providing food to our golfers today. Our partner Arby's making sure everybody's got the good sandwiches as they're out there on the course today. The rain has been bad for the golf, but it's been good for CBD.
Yes.
As a parade of who's who from the Cleveland Browns strolling through with us. And now we welcome in Barkevious Mingo, last year's first-round pick of the Cleveland Browns. Barkevious, we'll start with the draft. You were a first-round pick last year. The Browns add two this year. What were your overall impressions of what the Browns did on draft day?
I mean, I think they did a great job getting these guys in. You know, looking back on it, I can only imagine what those guys were thinking, being at the draft in New York. Hearing their names called, just a wonderful feeling for those guys. So, I mean, just looking, I'm personally just excited for those guys to get in here and just get to work with us.
Yeah, and you're just a year barely removed from this whole process,
right.
So you know kind of what that mindset was.
Right.
And I'm assuming, as you watched the draft, were you thinking about your own experience?
I was thinking back, just sitting in that room and just what was going through my head at that moment and how I was feeling. But, you know, it really is a great experience, however nervous you are, however anxious you are, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, though. So, always take advantage of that.
What do you, you know some of these guys, obviously, from having just competed with some of them. Give me any assessments of guys who have been drafted that you know about or know any. I'm asking you this cold. I don't know if you had some background on any of these other players that are now going to be your teammates.
I played against Johnny in college.
And beat him.
Some thoughts about
you
that.
We beat him.
Yeah. But talk about that. What was it like to be on the other side defensively against Manziel?
I mean, he's an unpredictable guy. He dissed himself the week before that kind of had our coaches shook. They preached to us, keep him in the pocket, get hands on him, don't let him get outside all week. So we went in like just not wanting to get beat outside because he had killed the people before us and just running outside up and down the field for the 70-yard runs. And, you know, we didn't want that to happen, so we kept him in the pocket. We did a really good job that game and got away with the win.
You got a good memory. At 181 yards rushing the week before he played you. You guys were the only team in his Heisman season that did not allow him to throw a passing touchdown or run for a touchdown.
Yeah. So we kept him contained pretty good.
Are you going to remind him of that when you see him in the locker room, maybe?
I'll remind him a couple times.
And that sounds like what you're describing, of course, is what, and let's face it, in the NFL, it's even more advanced in terms of what coaches do and the talent of defensive players. But that said, Johnny Manziel, just like you, when you come step up to that next level, you got to bring something in addition to what got you made you so successful in the collegiate.
Right. You always got to perfect your game. You got to take the knowledge from the older guys. You have to do what you did best to get you there. You got to improve on that, and just, you know, you got to go out and have fun and play the hardest you ever want to play.
And along those lines, what are some of your early impressions of just working with this, you know, new coaching staff, Mike Patton, the scheme, all of those things?
They're very dedicated to the team, dedicated to winning football games. They know they have a secret recipe to get wins, you know. Not a secret recipe, but you know what I'm saying. They have their ways to get wins. And
a plan.
A plan. There we go. They have their plan to get wins, and we're going to follow that, and we're going to pressure, and we're going to tackle. We're going to do everything we can to win those games.
And you talk about the plan, you talk about the philosophy. In my mind, when you look at the philosophy that was kind of articulated, I think, by the draft, the way that they went through the draft, physical defense, outside of Johnny Manziel, but everything else was either about a physical running game or getting better on defense and being a lockdown defense. As a defensive player, is there anything that you would rather see from the top of your organization on draft day?
I mean, the first pick is definitely going to – I like that pick, definitely.
Oh, sure.
It's going to give us more time to get pressure. We got two guys on the edge locking down. I mean, who are they going to throw to, you know? So
right.
That was definitely a plus for us and just improving the linebacker core and getting all those guys is going to help us play better and be deeper in the fourth quarter and play better. I mean, it's a win-win.
Barkevious Mingo, Browns outside linebacker, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament at the Barrington Country Club in Aurora, in a rain delay right now because we're dealing with a little lightning, a little thunder. But I want to ask you this, because you have heard a lot of the you were part of one scheme and one coaching staff and one philosophy, and lo and behold, less than a year later, you're part of another one. As a player, how do you make that adjustment? I mean, you're not the only one. So many other players are going through this as well. But in particular, a guy who came in, a lot of high expectation as a rookie, in some ways, do you feel like you're starting a little bit all over again?
Definitely. I think I don't want to speak for anybody else, but, I mean, you kind of have to. You kind of have to wipe the memory of last year away from a scheme and playbook standpoint and start new. These guys brought in a new terminology. They brought in new plays. And for us to get all that down, it's gonna require us to hit the books and be dedicated to what we're doing as pro football players.
If there's one thing that you could improve upon in your second season in the NFL, what would it be?
Just consistently while I'm out there. Last year I kind of got a good start.
Great start.
But I would like to carry that out through the whole year and be a better. Be a better player for this team, you know, make plays when I'm out there on the field, cheer my team on when I'm not.
I know you and Coach Jim O'Neill did a video piece on the cupcake story, but knowing that the coach now in charge of the defense was someone who was so very much in your corner and wanted you, that's got to be somewhat of a unique relationship. And also, does that give you a lot of excitement and encouragement to know you're going to be put in positions and there are things that have been in his mind for multiple years about how to use you the most effectively?
Definitely. That's when I heard that story, I would think back to that, to the conversation that I had with him that year, and I had good feelings about that coaching staff at Buffalo. You know, I liked all those guys, and for those guys to be here now, Coach Pettine, O'Neill, I mean, it couldn't have worked out any better. This is like a storybook ending.
Good.
Or beginning, I would say. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm just excited to be able to get in this scheme and just play. You know, I mean, you saw what they did last year with their players. They highlighted
sacks.
Their guys.
Sure.
I mean, that's
and you're one
you
of their guys,
do.
And you know it, which is great.
Barkevious, thank you so
yes.
much for taking the time to join us, and appreciate your participation in this golf tournament. Great,
thank
fun.
You, thank
he
you.
He is Barkevious Bingo, outside linebacker for the Browns, joining us here. We also want to make sure we thank Morton Steakhouse, providing food for Barkevious and other players and golfers in this event, enjoying that very much,
appreciate
and
it.
Enjoying the time with him that we've had on our set. We also want to tell you about OBM. That's Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Coming up next, we're going to get to three topics with the 3-time Super Bowl champion, Gerard Cherry. It's our regular Monday feature. We love to do it. Now, we usually do it with Gerard somewhere else. No, he's with
he's
us
right
on
here.
Set because he's at the golf tournament here in Aurora at Barrington Country Club. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.